This is The Takeaway, and I'm Farai Chidea.
And I'm John Hockenberry, and he's a pitching legend, but he may be a legend behind bars for saying things like this.
That's exactly right. He's never injected me with HGH or steroids.
That's Roger Clemens yesterday on ESPN's Mike and Mike show, where the legendary pitcher once again denied that his trainer, Brian McNamee, ever injected him with steroids. He's responding to charges in a new book, American Icon, The Fall of Roger Clemens and the Rise of Steroids in America's Pastime, which reports extensively on Clemens' use of the drugs and claims that he lied under oath to Congress about it.
What I've read and seen, the portions of it are completely false. And, you know, guys, it's piling on. And, you know, it's hurtful at times, but, you know, I'm moving on.
Moving on. Right. So your book is a pile of lies. Nathaniel Vinton, who's part of the New York Daily News' investigative sports team and author of American Icon, welcome to the studio. You're a liar, according to Roger Clemens.
Well, thanks for having me here, but I disagree with Roger.
Why is it that he persists in making this such a conflict, a public conflict? There's no question that he's going to be remembered more for this ultimately than almost anything else.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of things. I think it's partly his personality. A big theme of our book is just that he's always been this guy who when he's against the ropes, he tries to intimidate. He tries to throw brushback pitches, and that's basically what he tried to do in the legal arena. So it's the personality.
Well, the bases are loaded with prosecutors here. Explain how he might actually end up behind bars because of the kinds of things he's said.
Well, you know, you can differentiate him from any of the other rogues in baseball's steroid era by just the fact that they're going to make an example of him. He went to Congress. He had a five-hour deposition, a five-hour hearing. He was under oath. He knew what the stakes were, and he he said he never used steroids and human growth hormone against a massive amount of circumstantial evidence.
Now, in theory, this is the exact same case against Barry Bonds. Why would it be so different with Bonds, or seemingly different with Bonds, than it seems to be moving towards with Clemens?
You know, they're actually pretty different. Bonds was in front of a grand jury.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't the target of the investigation. They were going for Victor Conti, the founder of Balco, and his co-conspirators. And the questions that were asked of Bonds were really kind of wishy-washy. They said, you haven't used steroids or anything like that. So they gave Bonds' lawyers, who are good lawyers, a lot of wiggle room to get him off, and then a lot of evidence has been thrown out. This was Congress. He raised his hand. He knew exactly what he was getting into. It was televised, and those congressmen are mad.
So the question really is the precision with which Clemens has denied, and therefore the allegation would be has lied, means that the crosshairs are really right on his reputation at this point.
Yeah, during that hearing, some of the Republicans who attacked his accuser and seemed to be defending him in the hallways in Congress, some of those same people are now calling for him to go behind bars. So,
isn't there something sad about this? I mean, Clemens was an incredible pitcher for the Red Sox, an incredible pitcher for the Yankees.
Yeah, it's incredibly sad. I was a big fan of Roger Clemens.
Was.
Well, my little kid, my very first memories of baseball were Roger Clemens' memories.
Hmm. Well, the memories of Roger Clemens are likely to be framed by this new book, American Icon, The Fall of Roger Clemens and the Rise of Steroids in America's Pastime. The author, Nathaniel Vinton, who's part of the Daily News investigative sports team, joined us here in the studio. Thanks, Nate.
Thanks.